What's good, guys? Lewis here. Hope we're good. Hope we're having a phenomenal day today. So, I am extremely intentional about my life, my journey, my progress, my physique, my performance, the purpose, the direction, the mission in which I have for myself, and most importantly, how productive I can be every single day. And I'm not one of those like productivity gurus that wanks over time boxing and all that kind of stuff, but I'm very intentional with my time and self-management. And today I want to run through five life-changing habits that really helped me when I was getting into personal development, improving my mindset, my lifestyle, and the mission and direction of the life I wanted. From coming from a place of not really knowing what I wanted, where I wanted to go, I wasn't the most academic, and I wasn't really sure of myself when it came to my belief systems and what I was truly capable of. The quality of your life depends on the quality of your standards. When I was younger, I used to always try to do this on my own. I used to follow people on YouTube, which is great. There's a lot of free, amazing content out there. But it wasn't until I actually hired my first coach, and he set an unbelievable standard for me. Because he wasn't impressed. He didn't even care about me if I wasn't doing well. He was impressed. I actually had a place to sit at the table if I was leveling up, if I was getting bigger, leaner, stronger, more athletic, developing faster, learning new skills. I wasn't just one of those guys that was like listening to him, taking on what he said and saying, "Thanks, that's great information." He cared massively about me as a human, as a person. That gave me a lot of belief, but only when I actually implemented what he said. And that was a standard in which he had for himself, for his life, which he bestowed upon me. Because when I started taking his advice seriously, when I started leaning in to taking on board what he was telling me to do, why he was telling me to do it, and why it was going to work for me, and then he saw me follow his breadcrumbs, his footsteps, and implement meticulously day after day, week after week, he was then warranted to actually give me his time, which, although it was pain for him as a coach, he wanted the best from me. And it was a game of holding the mirror up, because when my standards were lower, I was one of those people that would always be get to the goal just to fall off, or just push myself, like brute force my way through a goal just to say I've done it. But he truly cared about the long term, the sustainability. Was I learning? Was I achieving? Was I adapting? Was I growing and developing as a person, as a client, as a coach, as a business owner? He truly cared, and the standard in which he set for me was so high that the barrier to entry was challenging. It was hard. It was hard to get his approval, his appreciation, but it really allowed me to level myself up, because I wanted that. I seeked that validation. And because he set the bar so high, it allowed me to grow and develop into the space in which he now had given me by creating the platform in which he now provided me when it came to his coaching service, his standards, and what he now wanted me to become. Key step number two was environment. I used to stay at home, like most young men do, live under my mom and dad's roof, eat the food they were allowed me to eat, what was ever in the fridge, the cupboards, all that kind of stuff, right? You've been there, I've been there, you know what it's like. You just eat anything you can get your hands on when you're a young guy in your late teens, early 20s. But then I moved out, and I was in control of my environment. Sadly, I moved into an environment which was not conducive for the results I wanted. There was drugs, there was alcohol, there was weed, there was loud music. And again, I learned a lot of lessons from that, because I realized that's not the environment I wanted to be in. But as I progressed in my career, as I progressed in my physique, my mindset, I found that all these bad environments that I was maybe part of, social circles, friend groups, even the content in which you consume, if it was not good for your mental state, wasn't really pushing you, it wasn't really inspiring you, then it left me this feeling of guilt or shame or doubt in my own heart and head, because it felt like I wasn't really aligned with where I wanted to go. So I had to take that upon myself to change my environment. And I'm a massive fan of going to eat out at nice expensive restaurants, or even if I'm traveling, go find like the central business district where all the kind of entrepreneurs or businessmen are going to be, and literally just sit with a coffee or a nice dinner and study the waiters, study the businessmen, study the environment in which high performing people would be in. And I take a lot of inspiration from that, because the standards, the life, the energy in which these people, these operators put off, and the environment in which they're in can be high pressure, high stress, but they adapt, they are less volatile, they are consistent with their standards and how they navigate through these kind of more challenging, let's say, situations is inspiring to me. I love being around people that are further ahead of me. And when you surround yourself with people that are doing more than you, again, very similar to point number one, it allows you to grow and adapt. It forces growth and adaptation. And I think that is paramount for anyone to be successful in their own life. And it's almost like parrot fashion. You have to follow what others are doing that are ahead of you to get further along the tracks, whether you pay for it, whether you find yourself in situations with people doing better than you, or you just sit and watch others do amazing things that gives you that inspiration, that insight, and almost that kind of first-hand view over what they would do, how they would operate, and how they would pull off certain things. And I'm just a very introspective person. I like to sit, to watch, to reflect. And being around high-performing people, being in expensive restaurants, expensive shops, being in central business districts, any stuff like that, I find to be huge for your own growth, because it's super inspiring in my perception. Key step number three would be to have a clear vision. And if you're in your early 20s, for example, you may not have a clear vision, and you might be like, do I need to have one? I'm 23, 22, 24, whatever it may be. And I'm like, yeah, you should have a crystal clear vision over what you want to achieve over the next 12 months. And having a clear vision is not enough. You can't just think about it, manifest it. You have to write it down. So imagine you wrote down who you want to be in 12 months, what he has, how he dresses, how much money he earns, the physique in which he has, the status, the relationship, the living environment, all of it. Get crystal clear on the ins and outs, the minutia, all the moving parts of that vision, because that's going to give you mission, that's going to give you purpose, that's going to give you a sense of something to work towards. And when I realized what my mission was and what I want to achieve, everything changed for me, because I had confidence and clarity behind the direction in which I wanted to take. And I think that is paramount for any young man that is looking to excel personally, professionally, physically, or psychologically. Key step number four, your network is your net worth. And it's quite a cheesy quote, it truly is, but if you hang around with losers, with fat, lazy people, if you're always one of those people that, you know, Friday comes and you're straight out for a burger and fries with your mates, at least a couple of drinks, which leads to a late night, which leads to a hungover day the next day, which leads to a missed training session. If you're one of those guys, then you need to get around more like-minded people that are going to raise your standard, raise your work rate, and put you in a position where you are asking, demanding, and creating more for yourself through the environment, through the people, through the like-minded individuals that are ambitious that you now surround yourself with. Because if you are the fifth person out of a party of five of low, unambitious, out of shape, anxious men, you're going to be the fifth one. You're not going to be the one, the black sheep that's on a different level. You will be absorbed in that level of thinking. You will be absorbed in that mindset. You will be absorbed by their negativity, and that will drag you down. So it would be my honest suggestion for anyone out there to assess our friend group, assess our relationships, assess our family life, assess our work life. Are the people in your life that you are now in control of letting into your own headspace, your life, your reality, are they conducive to the life you want to live? Are they conducive to the results in which you want? If the answer is no, then it's now up to you to change your circle, which will be difficult. You might have to ride it alone for a little period of time until you build some momentum and have the key to the next door to access the right room. But until then, you need to be very picky with who you hang around with, because it could make or break your overall trajectory in life, business, health, energy, and mindset. Key step number 5, and the last step, I find this to be one of the most important. You need to become a leader in your own life. And that means to accept full 100% accountability and responsibility for your actions, for your health, for your finances, for your routine, for everything that you now do in your life. Because when you're a leader, leaders lead because they have to. It's a sense, it's a feeling. You must lead from the front because your weakness is their way out. And if you are a titty-having, soft, weak, insignificant man that binge eats, binge drinks, overconsumes drugs and alcohol, then anyone that is in your immediate circle will believe that that's allowed. That's fine. But Lewis does it. But Mickey does it. But Tom does it. That doesn't feel right for me. So I have to make sure my habits, my routines, my wake up time, my go to bed time, everything is aligned as closely to the man that I want to be as possible, so I can lead from the front, inspire as many people as possible, and really create the platform and the space which is required for me to excel personally and professionally in my life, have the body I want, and inspire as many other people to do so as I have done for myself. So those are the 5 key steps that have changed my life over the last couple of years. I hope you enjoyed this video, guys. If you need any help with your fitness, your health, your body transformation, your mindset, direction, mission, or purpose in life, drop me a message, hit me up in the comments, and I'd be more than happy to chat away to you. If you enjoyed this video as well, drop me a like, a share, a save, whatever you do on YouTube, and I'll see you in the next one.